This is Caleb Farley with the Lawrence County Public Library. It is November 30th, 2023, and this is episode 13 of the Lawrence County Public Library Genealogy Podcast. Today's episode is kind of a follow-up on the last one I did on Dr. Francis Elam Burgess. Today I'm focusing on the different hospitals that we've had here in Louisa. And I'm going to start off with an article from the Lawrence County History Book by Dr. Norman Edwards, detailing some of the doctors we've had here in the county. Let's get into it. So we'll start this podcast going over the Lawrence County hospitals with an article from the Lawrence County History Book. It was written by Dr. Norman Edwards, who I'll be talking about later on when I'm discussing some of the hospitals. And the article is T41, Lawrence County Doctors. In the early 1900s, Lawrence County had about 20 physicians at Blaine, which at one time probably had more medical doctors than any rural area in Kentucky. This was a result of the early success of the oil fields in the Blaine area. In 1908, Dr. H. York built his home and office and hospital at the end of the Louisa Fort Gay Bridge on the Kentucky side. He had a prosperous business and was known for his beard, which almost reached his belt line. He apparently performed the first major surgery in this area just outside of Fort Gay on Queens Creek, West Virginia, at the dining room table with benefit of lamp and other crude paraphernalia. The patient name was Perry Plymail. The operation was in the abdominal region and was evidently a success as the patient lived to be 70 to 75 years old. One related story goes that he made a house call out in the county on horseback in the middle of winter. Almost frozen to the saddle, but managed to dismount and make it into the house, whereupon he called for a pan of hot water and asked where the patient was. He took the pan of water and stuck his frozen beard in it to help thaw out, then provided care for the patient. One morning in the hallway waiting area of the Riverview Hospital, the patient sat hoping Dr. York would arrive early. They became impatient while waiting, and Dr. York, who had shaved, was sitting with them unrecognized by any of his patients. They were all greatly surprised when he revealed himself. On June 19, rest of the date unknown, Dr. Scott Hayes opened the Louisa General Hospital. Other doctors in the Blaine area were Dr. Escom Moore, who was from the Shirttail branch of the left-hand fork of Little Blaine, two Dr. Gambles, who were brothers, Dr. Osborne, Dr. Bailey, Dr. Thompson. Also in Lawrence County were Dr. Bromley, Dr. Lester, Dr. Ray, Dr. John McNabb, Dr. York, Dr. Scott, who built the old General Hospital, Dr. Augustus French, and Dr. Burgess. In 1930, Dr. J.E. Carter Sr. started practicing in Louisa above Mildred Flowers and later practiced out of the Riverview Hospital. 1945 brought a local boy home from the Second World War in Africa to practice medicine. He was Dr. Philip G. Carter. He was joined later by Dr. Bill Jim McNabb, Dr. Shelley, Dr. Arthur Richards. Presently, he is practicing with Dr. Mark Workman, who is a Fort Gay, West Virginia resident. Dr. J.E. Carter Sr. was joined by Dr. Roy Clemens and later Dr. Lloyd M.L. Browning and Dr. Norman Edwards. Other physicians who practiced with Dr. Browning and Dr. Edwards were Dr. James Rouse, Dr. Tom Brizendine, Dr. John Langfield, and presently, Dr. Mark Kingston. The two old small privately owned hospitals were closed and the doctors encouraged Humana Corporation to build a new hospital in 1975. A new 75-bed hospital was built 2 miles south of Louisa. Presently, the hospital is served by Dr. B.K. Singh, Dr. N. Singh, Dr. C. Ortiz, Dr. Edge, Dr. Dominguez, and Dr. Ali and Dr. Mason, Dr. Solo and Dr. Ross. And this article was by Dr. Norman Edwards. The next article is T43, Riverview Hospital, established in 1902 by Dr. L. H. York. This article appeared in the Tri-River Advertiser. In the late 1800s, and for the first one-third of this century, Dr. L. H. York was one of the leading doctors in the Fort Gay and Louisa area. Dr. York was born at Yorksville, now Glen Hayes, West Virginia, on January 3, 1851. He practiced medicine in Fort Gay and Louisa for 55 years. In the latter part of the 1800s, Dr. York lived in Fort Gay. In June 1894, he and his wife purchased the Norris property on Water Street. In 1890, Mary, daughter of Dr. and Mrs. York, was married to A.W. Bromley at the home of the bride's parents. In November 1897, tragedy struck in the home of the York family when their son, Will, drowned. Dr. York was a noted physician and surgeon, and in 1902 established the Riverview Hospital overlooking the Liviza Fork of the Big Sandy River. His son-in-law, Dr. A.W. Bromley, joined him in the operation of the hospital, and after Dr. York's death, Dr. Bromley became the proprietor. Dr. York was also the vice president of the Louisa and Fort Gay Bridge Company and an officer of the Louisa National Bank at the time of his death in Louisa in September of 1935. The bank failed in the 1930s. The Louisa General Hospital was built and opened on Lock Avenue in Louisa in 1930 by Drs. Scott and Willie Hayes, cousins, who operated it until 1948 when they closed it to retire. In 1950, two young, fresh doctors bought and reopened it. One was Forrest Franklin Shelley, who was lured to Louisa by his friend and med school classmate, George Philip Carter, a hometown boy, and the son of local attorney A.O. Carter. The two began operations July 10, 1950, without the benefit of advice, knowledge, or education relative to hospital administration, but who hired a few people, nurses, cooks, bookkeepers, etc., and just started from scratch. They did well, prospered, and as Dr. Carter put it, did a lot of good work in 25 years. Approximately 1960, they were joined by William J. McNabb, who had just completed his training as a doctor and who fit in quite well, particularly with Dr. Carter, as his grandmother, Emmeline Carter Chaffins, was his, Dr. McNabb's, grandmother and Dr. Carter's great aunt. Dr. McNabb worked with Dr. Carter until 1979, when his heart ended Dr. McNabb's career by failing. This period saw the opening of the Louisa Medical Clinic and the closing of the Louisa General Hospital. Two additional physicians who played prominent parts in the operation of the hospital were Dr. George Kane, now deceased, who practiced there for approximately 2 years beginning around 1959, and Dr. Arthur Richards, who arrived in about 1963 and remained for the balance of the operations. Dr. Richards remains on emergency room duty periodically at Humana Hospital, Louisa. Inevitably, progress in the form of a new 90-bed healthcare facility came to Louisa. One of the conditions for its location here, by Extendicare Inc., the forerunner of Humana of Kentucky Inc., was that all competition be eliminated. The owners of the General, as well as of the Riverview, the other small hospital in Louisa, reluctantly acquiesced in the interest of providing more modern, extensive, and they hopefully believed, better healthcare for our community. Both small hospitals were closed to make way for the newer, bigger, more progressive, quote-unquote, better facility. It was, as Dr. Carter said, the end of an era. For a time, approximately 2 years following the earlier closing of the Riverview Hospital, all the practicing physicians in Louisa, with the need for hospital facilities for any appropriate patients, admitted them to their care in the Louisa General Hospital until the Extendicare facility was ready to open, coincident with the closing of the smaller hospital. And so, as a staff physician at Humana Hospital Louisa, and in addition to his duties as such, Dr. Carter continued his office practice at the Louisa Medical Clinic, which represented his sole remaining proprietary interest in the area's health care. Dr. Shelley left Louisa in approximately 1964 to return to his native Campbellsville. As chief of staff for a time, however, Dr. Carter, and therefore subtly, if only memorially, the Louisa General Hospital, may have made its influence continue to be felt in Lawrence and surrounding counties through Humana Hospital Louisa. It is pleasant to think so, as so many people of this area born between 1950 and 1975 were directly affected by it. The building itself, however, after some considerable remodeling, has served as office space for a variety of operations, including, but not limited to, Kentucky Cabinet for Human Resources in providing public assistance to many area residents, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in making way for the Yatesville Lake Project, and, incidentally, the law offices of Robert P. Carter, son of Dr. Carter. The future of the building remains uncertain. However, one certainty is the profound effect this building has had upon our city, county, and surrounding areas through its connecting influence upon the people thereof. With probable exception, the schools and courthouse, this building and the activities therein probably had a significant effect upon the lives and families of more people of this area than any other. And this was by Robert P. Carter. For those that are unfamiliar with the location of Louisa General Hospital, it is now the empty lot across from Giovanni's and across from the fire department and city hall. I found an article in our Big Sandy News digital collection from 1932, and it's back when the Big Sandy News was called the Big Sandy News Recorder. They had merged at one point between the Big Sandy News and the Lawrence County Recorder. This is dated August 12, 1932. The article is titled Riverview Hospital Under New Management. Doctors Carter and French will open hospital on September 15th. The Riverview Hospital in Louisa will open under new management about September 15th. Dr. J. E. Carter and Dr. August M. French have leased the property for a term of years. The building is undergoing extensive repairs and remodeling. The announcement is made that the plant be thoroughly equipped and fully modern. Surgery as well as general medical practice will be taken care of in the best manner according to the plans announced. The Riverside Hospital was built by Dr. L. H. York and successfully operated by him until 3 or 4 years ago, when he retired from practice and refused to accept any patients at the hospital. For many years, he had patronage from the upper valleys of both Tug and Lavizza. Dr. J. E. Carter, 29 years of age, came to Louisa in March 1930 and opened an office as a general practitioner. He has built up a good practice, doing both medical and surgical work. A native of Morgan County, Kentucky, he received his early schooling in the grades and high school at Cannell City. His pre-medical education was obtained at Berea College, and from there he entered the medical department of the University of Louisville. After graduation, he went to New York City and served an internship in the United States Hospital on Ellis Island at General Rotating Service. Then he took a year's postgraduate course in New York in general surgery. Desiring to live in a town rather than a large city, he chose Louisa as the type of community he liked best. Dr. Carter has a wife and child. Mrs. Carter is a native of Louisville, to which her parents moved from eastern Kentucky. Dr. A. M. French, age 30, is a native of Lawrence County, only child of Mr. and Mrs. Tobo French of Vesey, 12 miles north of Louisa. Mr. French is a merchant and a progressive farmer. Dr. French took his high school course at Louisa and his pre-medical at Berea. He received his degree in surgery and medicine from the medical department at the University of Louisville in 1927. He served as an intern in the Louisville City Hospital, and for 4.5 years he was on the house staff of that institution in the capacities of the following appointments: general rotating service, senior intern medicine, senior intern in surgery, assistant resident in surgery, and resident in surgery. He had a wide experience in surgery there. While in medical college, he was elected to membership in Alpha Omega Honorary Scholastic Medical Society. At present, he is a junior member of the American College of Surgeons. Dr. French announces that until Riverview Hospital repairs are completed, he will share Dr. Carter's office over the post office. Both will move their offices to the hospital when it is ready and will occupy quarters on the ground floor. The work of wiring the hospital for electricity is about completed. Painting and making some changes will be pushed for completion. New equipment will be installed for the purpose of taking the best care of all surgical cases. The Riverview Hospital is desirably located, overlooking the Big Sandy River near the junction of the two forks. In the late 1960s, they either remodeled or rebuilt. I'm thinking it's a completely new building, the Riverview Hospital, and renamed it as the Riverview Clinic. There's an article in the Big Sandy News from September 12, 1968, the week after the Riverview Clinic had their open house. The article is titled, "Many Attend Open House at Riverview Clinic." Many local and area residents, as well as out of state, toured the new Riverview Clinic here during open house Sunday afternoon. The new structure features the latest in design. The guests enjoyed viewing the offices of the four physicians, Dr. J. E. Carter, Dr. L. M. Browning, Dr. N. E. Edwards, and Dr. J. M. Rouse, who staffed the hospital. Each office is individually designed, also the complete laboratory, the emergency room, the large reception room, the nurses' conference room, etc. The floor is all carpeted from wall to wall with home products produced by the Louisa Carpet Mills, Inc., are complemented by draperies and other appointments. The furnishings were all designed and are the handiwork of the contractor, Rush Salisbury of Louisa. To further enhance the attractions, arrangements of flowers in autumn shades contributed by friends were placed at vantage points throughout the building. The guests were escorted through the various sections of the building by members of the hospital staff. Mrs. Ann Bartley, Mrs. Swanna Salvers, Mrs. Mary McCoy, Mrs. Laura Markham, Mrs. Myrtle Meek, and Mrs. Mary Maxine Burns. Serving the register were Mrs. Willard Carr, Mrs. Charles Frazier, and Mrs. James Ellison, also staff members. The guests were served cookies, nuts, mints, punch, and coffee from a beautifully appointed table covered with an Irish linen cloth, centered with a bronze bowl holding an arrangement of mums in shades of bronze and orange, and flanked by the punch and coffee service. Alternating at the table were Mrs. M. L. Browning, Mrs. J. E. Carter, Jr., Mrs. N. E. Edwards, and Mrs. J. M. Rouse. Assisting in replenishing the tables were Mrs. Martha Burns, Marshall Lynn Moore, and Alice Hancock. The array of fancy cookies enjoyed by the guests were compliments from the kitchen of Mrs. Paul Powell, a well-known Louisa woman whose husband is associated in the construction of Kentucky Power Company's Big Sandy Plant, Unit 2, near Louisa. Out-of-towners included Mr. and Mrs. J. M. Taylor of Columbus, Ohio, Mrs. G. A. Dowden, Mr. Herb Dowden, and Mr. and Mrs. R. H. Odifer of Worthington, Ohio, Mr. and Mrs. Fred Bielmeer, Miss Nancy Harris, Miss Marilyn Harris of Zanesville, Ohio, Mrs. Lawrence Rouse and Mrs. Myrtle Childress of Lafayette, Tennessee, Dr. and Mrs. Kirk David, Dr. Thomas, J. Holbrook, Dr. Hussein Saki, Mr. and Mrs. L. Frank Norton, Mr. and Mrs. W. H. Norton, Mrs. Betty Wilson Wellman, Mrs. Creed Gearhart, Reverend and Mrs. Robert F. Newcomb, all of Huntington, West Virginia, Mr. and Mrs. William Browning of Viper, Kentucky, Lindell Wilson, Mr. and Mrs. Charles Goodman, Mrs. Dorothy L. Boggs, Mr. and Mrs. Ronald Marshall of Ashland, Kentucky, Mr. and Mrs. William M. Dodson of Thereford, Ohio, Mrs. Gretchen May Fox of Cincinnati, Ohio, Ralph T. Webb of Tallahassee, Florida, Terry H. Cutts, Woodbury, New Jersey, Mrs. Mona Wilson Collins of Centerline, Michigan, Mr. and Mrs. John D. Hatcher and Beth of Los Angeles, California, Mr. Jason Garland Wilson, Huntington, West Virginia. In the late 1960s, planning began on what would eventually become the Louisa Community Hospital, a 170-bed hospital in Lawrence County. Louisa Community Hospital later became what's currently Three Rivers Medical Center. There is an article from December 12, 1968, and it seems to be the initial meeting where they plan to actually try and get the hospital built. Article is titled, "Community Hospital Plans Moving Forward, Officers Elected at Monday Meeting." Efforts are moving forward in the planning for the construction of a 170-bed community hospital which include a 50-bed comprehensive care center, along with facilities for 20 bassinets. Members of the Greater Louisa Community Hospital Association heard Mr. Kent Ballard, architect with Health Facilities Program, State Health Department, on local area planning, construction costs, etc., at a meeting Monday night in the Clarence County Courthouse. He also explained how funds can be obtained through the Hill-Burton program to help finance the project. Other areas of financing mentioned in addition to the Hill-Burton, the Economic Development Program, the Appalachian Program, and FiveCo. Mr. Ballard emphasized the value of a positive planning program by the local group. He said his department would do what it could to assist the group. Several questions were asked about site locations. In this regard, he informed that while his department could recommend, but would have no jurisdiction over selecting a site. An interesting and informative question and answer period followed the speaker's talk. Dr. Arthur Richards presided over the meeting and introduced Mr. Ballard, who replaced Mr. Ray Evans, State Board of Health, who was unable to attend. Before adjourning, permanent officers were elected. Dr. Arthur Richards, President, Dr. Norman Edwards, Vice President, Mrs. Ernest Wellman, Recording Secretary, Mrs. E.E. Shannon, Corresponding Secretary, Mr. Larry Puryear, Treasurer, Mr. Virgil Wallace, and it's a little blurry here. It looks like it says past president. I'm not entirely sure if that's correct or not, though. Bill Holt and R.C. Wells were elected members at large. Mr. Holt, a 1-year term. Mr. Wells, 2 years. Dr. W.R. McDaniel read the report of the nominating committee. These officers and members will comprise the executive board of the association. A regular meeting was set the second Monday of each month, 8 p.m., in the courtroom. Membership in the association is open to all. Life membership is $30, annual membership is $5. To date, there are 4 life members, the treasurer, Mr. Puryear, informed. Dr. Richards announced that the next meeting will be held January 13, 1969. He urges all members and prospective members to attend. Also, just any interested person doesn't have to be a member. The Louisa Hospital was nearing completion in August of 1974, and there was an article on August 29th in the Big Sandy News about it. Louisa Hospital near completion. Installation of equipment is underway in the nearly completed Louisa Community Hospital, Smiley W. Weatherford, Jr. Administrator has announced. The 90-bed hospital on Highway 644 just south of Louisa will open this fall. Weatherford said department heads are now setting up procedures and training programs and that employee applications are being accepted. Construction of the 3-story building was started in January of 1973. It will replace the 45-year-old Louisa General Hospital, which will close when the new facility opens. Louisa Community Hospital will soon be able to show people in the community a facility that is designed to provide doctors and patients the equipment and services needed to assure the best possible care, Weatherford said. It will also provide comfort, convenience, and a cheerful atmosphere for them, he added. Every patient room has individually controlled heating and cooling, electrically operated beds, piped-in oxygen and vacuum, voice communication with the nursing station, full bathroom facilities, including a shower, telephone, and color television. The hospital has 2 operating rooms, obstetrical facilities including labor and delivery rooms and nursery, 2 x-ray rooms and portable x-ray unit, and a cystoscopic procedures room, plus related facilities for medical surgical care. The emergency department will be staffed 24 hours a day. A coronary care unit with 3 beds, fully monitored, with electronic equipment, and a 3-bed intensive care unit will be provided, Weatherford said. Included in the services are respiratory therapy, physical therapy, and instrumentation that will enable physicians to have an analysis of electrocardiograms within 90 seconds by transmitting readings from a patient's heartbeat to a computer center. The hospital is expected to serve patients primarily from Lawrence and Martin counties in Kentucky and Wayne County, West Virginia. Herbert Sullivan, former administrator of Louisa General Hospital, is controller. Mrs. Ann M. Black is Director of Nurses. Mrs. Black is past president of the Kentucky Nurses Association and is currently a member of its board of directors. Louisa Community Hospital was developed by Humana, Inc., a Louisville, Kentucky-based hospital company. There is a photo of the construction, and beneath it it says, "The new Louisa Community Hospital, developed by Humana, Inc., a Louisville, Kentucky-based hospital company, is nearing completion on a 10.8-acre site on Highway 644, about 2 miles south of the Louisa Business District and across the highway from a site for a new high school. The three-story building will have 90 beds and full diagnostic and treatment facilities, including a 24-hour-a-day emergency department." The last article in the paper I was able to find before the big grand opening is dated October 31, 1974. Linkletter is dedication speaker at hospital. Art Linkletter, the well-known radio TV personality and author, will be the principal speaker Sunday at the ceremonies dedicating the new Louisa Community Hospital. The public is invited to attend the dedication, which starts at 2 p.m., and to tour the 90-bed General Hospital during the open house, which follows. The hospital is on Kentucky 644, 2 miles south of the Louisa Business District. Linkletter is a member of the President's National Advisory Council for Drug Abuse Prevention and on the Presidential Commission to Improve Reading in the U.S. He is a businessman with oil, cattle, publishing, and real estate interests, and is the author of several books. He performed in two of the longest-running shows in broadcasting history, House Party on radio and television for 25 years, and People Are Funny for 19 years. One of his books, Kids Say the Darndest Things, is one of the 15 top bestsellers in American publishing history. He has received numerous awards and citations for his efforts in humanitarianism, publishing services, and educational causes. Humana, Inc., the Louisville, Kentucky-based hospital company, is the builder and operator of the hospital. Louisa General Hospital will close when the new hospital starts taking patients about mid-November. Smiley W. Weatherford, Jr., administrator, said the people who will staff this new community facility will show it to the public with a great deal of pride, for it is designed and equipped to provide a high quality of hospital care with greatly improved convenience and comfort for patients, doctors, and hospital employees. Construction of the three-story building was started in January 1972. Every patient room has individually controlled heat and cooling, electrically operated beds, piped in oxygen and vacuum, voice communication with the nurses' stations, full bathroom facilities including a shower, telephone, and color television. There are two operating rooms, obstetrical facilities that include labor and delivery rooms and nursery, two x-ray rooms and a portable x-ray unit, a cystoscopic procedures room, and related facilities for full medical surgical care. A coronary care unit with three beds, fully monitored with electronic equipment, and a three-bed intensive care unit are provided, Weatherford said. The hospital is expected to serve patients from Lawrence and Martin counties in Kentucky and Wayne County in West Virginia. Louisa Community Hospital is the 57th of the Humana Group and the company's third in Kentucky. Sadly, it looks like there is a gap in the Big Sandy News digital collection. From this point forward for the rest of 1974. The microfilm and the digital collection doesn't pick up again until the beginning of 1975. So there's about a 2 month gap in the Big Sandy News. There's an article from January 1975 that has me wondering if people were complaining about the cost of care at Louisa Community Hospital. The article's from January 29th, 1975, titled "Louisa Community Hospital Rates Announced, Visitation Restrictive." And this would have been published after the hospital had been open for about 2 months, close to 3 months. "Rates at the new Louisa Community Hospital have been announced by Administrator Smiley Weatherford. They are $75 a day for a private room, $60 semi-private, and 58 ward. This compares to $49.5750 for a private room at King's Daughters Hospital, $43.50 to $49.50 semi-private, and $37 to $42.50 for a ward. Commenting on the differential, Weatherford explained that there are a lot of aspects involved. As a privately owned hospital by Humana, it does not receive federal grants or any state or county aid. The charges are more than for the old Louisa General Hospital or Riverview Clinic, but the new hospital utilizes the most sophisticated and modern medical treatment and equipment. Weatherford pointed out, in the past, coronary patients were taken to KDH Intensive Care Unit, but now heart patients can be treated at the LCH unit. He admitted that some equipment has been duplicated, noting that the heating and system has two boilers, one for backup in case of an emergency. If all of the equipment can't be utilized, some may be sent to another Humana operation, he said. Visitation is about the same as other hospitals, he continued. Visitation is allowed from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. A maximum of 2 visitors at a time per room is allowed. These hours are flexible for various circumstances, and the policy is not intended to be restrictive, but is slanted toward the patient's well-being, Weatherford declared. The hospital maintains a chaplaincy program formed by the Lawrence Ministerial Association, which permits ministers' visitations, but is restrictive to specific patients. The administrator said the 90-bed hospital has been operating to near capacity, although the third floor is not in operation due to lack of staff. The maximum patient load now is 62 until additional staff can be trained, Weatherford said. In the same issue of the paper is an article titled U.S. 23 Designed to be Completed by Mid-1975. Designed for 4-laning of U.S. 23 from Louisa to the intersection of Interstate 64 in Boyd County is complete, but the plan will not be completed before mid-1975. Charles Mullins, sub-district engineer for the Kentucky Bureau of Highways in Flemingsburg, said 3/4 of the highway construction right-of-way planning is completed, but the Whites Creek to Catlettsburg segment is in design stage. Public hearing will depend on the completion of the right-of-way plan, Mullins noted. We have the final line drawn, set to tie in with I-64, but it's still in the design stage, and it will be 6 months before we are ready for our right-of-way plan, Mullins explained. There is no date for construction and no funds committed for this phase of the upgrading project, Mullins said. The design stage has been funded, he added. Mullins said the Bureau realizes the road surface is in poor condition due to the increasing volume of traffic and the weight of the loads. Some maintenance will be coming in the spring, including spot patching, but there won't be a complete surfacing program, he said, because of the proximity of the renovation. This project is why you hear some people refer to 2565 as old U.S. 23. If you ever went in Riverview Clinic in their lobby area, there's no way you could have missed the massive painting or mural that was on the wall. I found an article in the paper dated June 27th, 1979, and it's when the mural was unveiled. When Louisa was the gem of the Big Sandy in 1906, is recaptured on this 27-by-7-foot mural in Riverview Clinic, painted in acrylic by Rebecca Wallace, daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Virgil Wallace. The mural, which took 2 months to complete, was commissioned by Riverview Clinic physicians Lloyd Browning and Norman Edwards, based on an idea by Dr. Browning. The theme was recaptured following intense research by Ms. Wallace, a graduate of Center College, with assistance of Claude Wilson. With the aid of a magnifying glass, she copied an old photograph and used an old postcard in research, plus stories from Wilson and advice from several clinic patients. The mural extends along one wall, around the corner, and onto another wall over the patient's registration window. Ms. Wallace has been painting 6 years and plans to enroll at the University of Kentucky this fall to major in landscaping. Shown are the artist and Dr. Browning, and there's a photo of the mural up above it. Rebecca Wallace is also the artist that painted the mural that was in the library above the checkout desk. There's an article in the paper from Wednesday, March 12th, 2003, titled Painting History, and it includes a photo of Rebecca working on the mural. Rebecca Wallace Pugh paints a mural on the wall of the Lawrence County Public Library, tracing the facility's history. Pugh, who lives in Annapolis, Maryland, plans to finish most of the painting by Monday, then return in June for more detail work on it. And if you want to see the mural, we have four large sections of it framed in our genealogy collection. In March of 1983, the Louisa Community Hospital changed its names to the Humana Hospital Louisa. And there is an article about this on the Wednesday, March 16th, 1983 issue of the Big Sandy News. LCH name change. Name change of Louisa Community Hospital to Humana Hospital Louisa will be effective on March 16th, according to E.L. Crozier, Hospital Executive Director. Crozier added that the new name change will affect a renewed commitment to high-quality care for the hospital and the patients it serves. In recent years, Humana has come to represent excellence of care and innovative technical progress in hospitals across the nation and overseas. To properly reflect the reputation for quality, the Humana name is being incorporated into the title of the 87 hospitals the company owns and operates in the United States and abroad, Crozier says. For our hospital, the name change emphasizes Humana's investment in the hospital service area. Our $10 million facility represents a level of technology that allows us to deliver the kind of medical care that usually is found only at medical centers in metropolitan areas. Humana believes that state-of-the-art medicine should never be farther than your own community. That's why Louisa Community Hospital has become a hospital that serves the majority of your medical needs, Crozier noted. In conjunction with the name change, the hospital has trained all of its employees in Humana Care, a program designed to enhance the interpersonal skills of its staff. The program focuses on the caring attitudes that are an essential part of quality medical treatment, added Crozier. He believes this commitment to patient service is unparalleled in the hospital industry. Continuing the trend of changing names, in February of 1987, the Riverview Medical Clinic changed its name to Riverview Family Practice. There's an article in the February 18th, 1987 issue of the Big Sandy News titled Riverview Medical Clinic opened in 1968, joining the skills of five physicians. The remains of an old barn were still standing to the south of Riverview Hospital when Drs. Lloyd Browning and Norman Edwards joined the medical staff with Dr. Joe E. Carter, a longtime physician of Louisa. The barn was a reminder of yesteryear when old Dr. York used to ride horseback to make house calls. Dr. Browning and Dr. Edwards, both from southeastern Kentucky, were drawn to the area because of the medical need and the warm welcome which was partially prompted through Marcella Chambers Browning, a native of Louisa. A year later, Dr. James Rouse and Dr. Tom Brizendine, who had met the two Kentucky physicians in the Air Force, joined Riverview Medical Clinic, which officially opened on Sunday, September 8, 1968. Rush Salisbury was the builder of the new medical complex. In 1975, the local physicians invited Extendicare, now Humana Corporation, to build a new hospital in Louisa. Shortly thereafter, Dr. David Steele and Dr. Mark Kingston took the vacated places of Dr. Rouse and Dr. Brizendine. Riverview Medical Clinic converted the hospital laboratory into an independent laboratory directed by Mrs. Gail McKenzie and added an X-ray, EKG, ultrasound treatments to their outpatient treatment. The present physician staff was formed a year ago when Dr. John Langfield joined Dr. Browning, Dr. Edwards, and Dr. Kingston. Dr. Langfield is board certified by the American Board of Family Practice and has received training in many medical fields, including pediatrics and obstetrics, delivering babies. This has allowed more timely and complete family practice services. A new name, Riverview Family Practice, Inc., and some new signs with the Family Practice logo has enhanced the building and surroundings. The group hopes to enlarge their parking by graveling the new fill dirt behind the building. In February of 1993, the Humana Hospital Louisa changed its name yet again to the name that we all know it as now, Three Rivers Medical Center. An article titled "Humana Changes Name" was published on Wednesday, February 10, 1993. Humana Hospital Louisa has changed its name. The community hospital will now be known as Three Rivers Medical Center. The name change was made as part of a transition taking place with Humana, Inc., the hospital's parent organization. The company is dividing into two separate publicly held firms, one managing hospitals, the other offering insurance and managed care plans. The hospital company will be called Galen Healthcare, Inc., while the insurance company will retain the Humana name. The separation will enable both companies to direct their attention and resources to their respective operations. For our hospital, that means that we will focus on working more closely with area physicians to provide high-quality care and respond quickly to meet local healthcare needs, said James Ellison, hospital executive director. The new name was selected following discussions and input from employees, physicians, and members of the community. Our goal was to develop a new name that clearly identifies with our service community and reflects our commitment to deliver high-quality healthcare services to the community, said Ellison. We're looking forward to this time with a theme of a new beginning to establish our commitment to the physicians and patients in our service area to continue to deliver the highest quality medical care possible in a progressive facility. Humana Hospital Louisa was established in 1974 and currently employs more than 240 employees with an annual payroll with benefits of $6 million. They are considered one of the major employers in the area. The official name change to Three Rivers Medical Center took place on Monday, February 8th, continued Ellison. In January of 1980, the Riverview Clinic actually began some medical services out in the Blaine area. There is an article from January 16th, 1980, titled "Clinic Offering Medical Services Every Tuesday." Two Riverview Clinic physicians have opened a medical clinic to serve the residents of Blaine area each Tuesday. The mobile home facility to be open on Tuesdays from 3 to 9 p.m. is located next to the Blaine Municipal Building, which houses the Blaine Ambulance Service. It will be operated by Dr. David Steele and Dr. Mark Kingston, both natives of Canada. Dr. Steele said, "The fine people of Blaine and many other people in small eastern Kentucky towns often travel considerable distances to obtain services, and certainly provide many of the resources of our large community such as Louisa. There is no reason why the people shouldn't receive some portion of their care in their own locality. I feel that we have the time to provide this service to the people who cannot travel easily to the Louisa clinics." Dr. Steele, who has lived in Louisa for the past year, was joined at the Riverview Clinic by Dr. Kingston 5 months ago. Both are general physicians who practice family medicine, including obstetrics, and also provide coverage in the Louisa Community Hospital emergency room. Dr. Kingston commented, "I'm very pleased that we are able to open the Blaine Clinic, and we want to recognize the efforts of the Louisa Community Hospital, Elmer Crozier, administrator, and Jim Ellison, and also the hard work of Mr. and Mrs. Raymond Eisen of Blaine." In April of 2013, Dr. Lloyd M. L. Browning, Dr. Norman E. Edwards, and Dr. Mark B. Kingston published a letter in the Big Sandy News. It's dated April 22, 2013, and reads as follows. "Dear patients, it is with mixed emotions that we announce our retirement from active practice, effective May 31, 2013. Our colleagues, Dr. Spencer Harris and Dr. Brandon Webb, we'll continue to see our patients in the same office location under a new practice name, Three Rivers Family Practice, Riverview, along with two nurse practitioners. The practice name is new, but you'll see the same familiar faces you have come to know and trust, and the same dedication to good medical care. If you decide you do not wish to remain a patient at Three Rivers Family Practice, Riverview, your records will be available at Riverview Family Practice, P.O. Box 120, Louisa, Kentucky, until May 31, 2013. Beginning June 1, 2013, you may retrieve your records from Three Rivers Family Practice, P.O. Box 769, Louisa, Kentucky, 41230, 606-638-4504. You may schedule your next appointment by calling 606-638-4504. Sincerely, Lloyd M.L. Browning, Norman E. Edwards, and Mark B. Kingston. A few years ago, Riverview Family Practice moved locations out of the Riverview building here in town. They are now located in a medical suite building thing out by the hospital. I think it's on A Street. There's a new clinic in the Riverview building named Pioneer Rural Health Clinic. And I tried finding some articles online about, you know, when they opened or anything like that. I couldn't find anything, but I did find a Facebook post from Pioneer Rural Health Clinic dated August 16th, 2021. And it's pretty much their grand opening. It says, "We're officially open and ready to serve the patients of the tri-state. If you need a rapid COVID-19 test with quick results or would like to speak to one of our amazing medical team or staff, not all pictured, stop by. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And the picture is taken in the old lobby of the Riverview Medical Center. Riverview Family Practice, whatever name you know it by, in front of the big Louisa mural. So I'm not sure if it's still there, but as of August 16th, 2021, the big mural is still there. While I was looking through the Big Sandy News digital collection for articles about the Riverview Clinic and Louisa General Hospital, I found an article from February 13th, 1969 that I thought was pretty interesting. The article is titled, "Breathalyzer is Used on Suspect First Time Here." Dempsey Bradley, Chief Police of Louisa, reports he had an opportunity to use the breathalyzer for the first time Saturday night since taking the course. The small gadget was put into operation after the arrest of a man here who was reported to be driving while under the influence of intoxicating drinks. He said it proved very accurate and the test showed the man had 20% blood alcohol content. He was lodged in the city jail and stripped of his driver's license for a period of 6 months. Well, that's all I've got for you. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode about the different hospitals we've had here in Louisa. The Riverview building has always had kind of a special place to me. It's where my grandmother's beauty shop was, and I pretty much grew up in that beauty shop. So the whole building's always been kind of special to me, and a lot of the doctors there too. Well, hope you learned some stuff. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. Shoot me an email. It's caleb@lcplky.org. Stop on in or just give us a call. 606-638-4497. But until next time, have a good one.